Welcome to the America's Job Scene podcast. Our goal is to equip economic developers with the knowledge to grow their impact and influence. Each week, we dive deep with economic development professionals on leadership and other issues that are challenging our industry. We believe that when leaders get stronger, communities thrive.
Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast, powered by Consultant Connect and sponsored by Research on Investment and Gazelle AI. Today, Barb Lemieux, Executive Director at the New North Inc. in Northeast Wisconsin, joins us on the podcast. The New North represents an 18-county region with a mission to harness and promote the region's resources, talents, and creativity. She also serves on the board of directors of the IEDC. She has over 23 years of senior leadership experience in economic development, and she has some really great insights on collaboration to create a better community. Let's listen in.
Well, Barb, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to join us on the podcast. I want to dive right in. You know, 2020, it's been such a weird year, obviously. I mean, it seems like forever ago that the pandemic all started. And then obviously we've had the social injustice. I think a lot of people have had to really, take a deep look at their own leadership. And some people have even made changes to their leadership style. Talk a little bit about, what you've maybe learned in the past 4 or 5 months about your own personal leadership.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nick. Over the past 4 or 5 months, I think what I've learned is to be more tolerant, more patient. Patience is a virtue, and I'm still working on that. But I think, certainly having the level of trust in our team that perhaps it's not so much about what are they doing every minute of the day, but what are our priorities? So what's the punch list? What do we need to get accomplished in the next week, the next 2 weeks? And then in just entrusting the staff to go ahead and execute, regardless of how they structure their work day or their work evening or their work night, however it works best for them and their own personal situation.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It seems like now we can't really, plan for months in advance. We have to plan just a couple of weeks in advance. And I think sometimes that, can throw a wrench into, what your overall strategy is, but it helps us to, kind of stay focused on the task at hand. So that's interesting. So speaking of, maybe throwing a wrench in your plans, not a lot of people go to college for economic development. I'm curious, what did you go to school for?
My undergrad is in business administration with minors in economics and marketing. And my master's degree is in public administration. So I really felt that the public part of it was a good blend of, New North, we're invested privately, we're a privately held foundation. So the 90% of our funds come from private corporations. However, we know as we're working with our businesses programs or working with site selectors on incentives, those are things clearly that we need to work, and it's good to work with public resources. So it was a really good blend between the two.
Sure. And, I know a few months ago, everything all kind of changed. If there's anything, is there something that you think you could have done differently had you known this would have all happened? Would you have changed anything that you would have done before?
Maybe just having our systems a little bit more in place where everybody could work remotely starting day one. So, thank goodness we had great IT support that they were able to get us access to the files that we needed. But now that we're there, some of our employees will continue to work from home more frequently than what they had in the past. It's working for them. It's working for us. But I think just being a little bit more prepared in that particular regard.
Sure. And I think everybody kind of has that, on their list of things to do. And, when you look at your region, I know each state, each region has handled this a little bit different. When you look back at how your region has handled this crisis and everything that's happened, what makes you proud in your community?
Well, we are a very strong manufacturing region. New North is 18 counties. So we have 1.25 million people in our region. $70 billion of economic impact comes out of our region annually. So state revenue, they monitor us really closely because it's a really good indicator on how the rest of the state will move. 1 in 4 positions, so 25% is attached to manufacturing in some fashion. So it's good in the respect that, when our state went into the safer at home model, all manufacturers were deemed essential. and stayed open. We also had several companies, about 100 of them, the majority of them coming out of our region, that did, I hate to use the word pivot because it's so overused.
The word
right
of
now.
2020.
That and stand up, right? We're going to stand up this program. We're going to stand up. That's the other one. Pivot and stand up. But regardless, you know, we had a lot of companies in the region that decided that they could change their process somewhat or maybe a manufacturing line. So they are making masks and medical gowns and disinfectant wipes. And we worked with the state of Wisconsin to create a portal so that we could find out the companies that were in need and then the companies that were making the product to do much more of a matchmaking. So several of our companies really rose to the task. And initially, it was something that it was not on their drawing board a month before they switched. But they knew that in order to get our state back open, we needed more of the personal protective equipment. And it was something that needed to be done. So I'm really proud of their ingenuity and their flexibility to be able to get our state back opened much more quickly than had they not done what they did.
Well, and you know, your story is a lot like a lot of others that we've heard about how economic developers have played a role in helping those companies do this kind of stuff. And I know that, you know, when you know, look at a job description, when you took this role, that, you know, figuring out personal protection equipment certainly probably was not on that list. So I know it's definitely something that's unique, but it's interesting how economic developers have been able to be that guide through a lot of this. So, you know, what's your favorite part about the industry? I know, you know, it's a mission-based industry. You know, you're helping to change lives. I don't want to, you know, take too much of that answer from you, but, you know, what is there something unique about the industry that really, you know, gives you a lot of energy?
I would say it's the collaboration, you know. So, you know, I started my career as a president of a chamber in a chamber foundation, and then moved to establish as a startup, a 5-county regional entity, and then moved over here to the Green Bay market. And then I ran economic development for Brown County, in which the city of Green Bay is located, and then moved to the state. So I was the vice president of business and community development statewide. And then a year or so ago, kind of came back to the region and running New North, the 18 counties, still officed in Green Bay. And throughout that journey, that economic development journey, I think what is most rewarding is just the ability to connect, communicate, convene, bring like minds together, and sometimes diverse minds together, to come out with an idea that can launch the region forward. And then, you know, getting down into the weeds with our local partners. So it's a great idea, but, you know, how do we make this happen? We're going through this right now with Microsoft. They did announce Brad Smith. Brad Smith was originally from Appleton in our region. So he comes home every so often to visit, you know, family. And so he launched about 3 weeks ago. Microsoft has their Microsoft LinkedIn Learning, and they're opening up all those modules to free of charge. And encouraging people that are underserved or unemployed to, as long as you know, you're off work, you're furloughed, you know, let's hone in on skills and perhaps make you more employable. So this is open. Any region in the state has access to promote this to their communities. We took it one step further and partnered with an organization that is really, really good about setting up accelerators in the entrepreneurial space, that handholding that's needed for someone that may have been out of the workforce for a while, and targeting our minorities that we know they've been hit harder than others throughout this crisis, and really getting them skills throughout this process, and then lining up the employers on the back end so they do have jobs waiting for them after they complete their skill certificate. And so it's identifying how do we make this happen and who are the players. And then getting down into the details in how do you really make this work, and what happens if people that want to learn don't have access to technology? There's other barriers that we have to address. So I think that's been a real heartwarming signal throughout this whole thing about working with others to get things accomplished.
Yeah, I think that's a really great story on, you know, how you're helping to develop others, you know, to better yourself, but to better themselves, because obviously that's going to change the community. And I think right. that's really, really great. Well, so you spend a lot of time, you know, economic developers do this all the time. They're developing other people, they're developing talent, they're developing workforce, they're helping to develop cultures within companies. What are some things that you're doing to develop yourself? You know, is there someone in particular that you like to read, or a podcast, or what are some things that bring some of that energy back to you?
Yeah, thank you. I'm always open for self-improvement. We went through this journey, actually before COVID, our whole team engaged with a consultant, and his company is called Stop the Vanilla. So, you know, he has his daily scoops. We all love our ice cream up here in Wisconsin, so it's got the whole ice cream theme going on. But we went through all identifying our strengths, our weaknesses, our communication styles. And as a continuation of that, there are podcasts that get directed our way. I do listen to those. I love to read. I'm on several boards outside of our organization, and that allows me the ability to engage with others that are maybe in a totally different industry. But the mission is the same as to how we can increase economic prosperity for all. So if you're a company, a corporation, or if you are another nonprofit, or it's a local chamber, understanding how we can all improve and get better. So those are some things that I look for to improve myself.
No, it's really, really cool. Well, you know, as leaders, I think a lot of time we think the work that we do is just our job, and then that's really it. But we forget to celebrate those moments. Is there a moment that, you know, you think back on your career? You've been in the industry for a long time. Is there a moment that you look back and that you can say, "Wow, I did that"? You know, I'm really, really proud of myself for that accomplishment.
Not a lot, because it's not me, you know, maybe I was the convener, but ultimately success is those that you surround yourself with. I will share that when I was with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, that's the state, kind of the State Department of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And when I was the Vice President of Business and Community Development, I knew as a state we could do better in supporting diverse organizations. So we expanded contracts that we had in that supported the Native American, the African American, the Hispanic, the Hmong, the LGBT, the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber, and worked with them on providing dollars to them so that they could grow their own organizations and their outreach. That has continued to expand. So I'm really proud of everyone that had been a part in that development and pulling at the same end of the rope. Now in this region, in the New North region, I'm tapping into those resources to say, you know, how can you help us be a better, a more welcoming region? How do we attract and retain people of color? And going back to my roots and what I was a part of developing at a state level and then customizing that for our region has been heartwarming.
That's really cool. So I'm curious, you know, one final question, you know, a lot of people jokingly have kind of written off the first half of 2020 as just kind of a weird year, and they're just going to move on from that. Is there a personal goal or a professional goal that you have for the back end of the year?
You know, I think to clearly finish strong. I was a marathon runner until I tore my hamstring. So finish strong was like ingrained in my head when I would run marathons. And I would say our region has responded well. We've positioned ourselves that working with our local partners, taking a lead on our region's recovery. And so our message to our investors has been very, very well received. So they are continuing to support. We haven't seen a downtick in financial support from them. So I think it's, you know, stay focused on the goal of getting our region to recover. We know that when it comes to events, we are evaluating, you know, moving those to virtual. Some we already have. So you don't just throw in the towel and just say, we're going to chalk up 2020 as a non-event. You know, it's just how you connect to your constituents in a little bit different fashion. So the goal would be just to finish strong and then just make sure that we're all better prepared. You know, this is a horrible thing that has happened to the world. And we know that down the road, you know, there could be others. So how do we just continue to always be prepared for the unexpected?
Well, Barb, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes today to join us on the podcast and share a little bit about your leadership. And we wish you all the best the rest of this year.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity, guys. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. I'm here today with Steve Jast, who is the president and founder of Research on Investment and Gazelle AI. Hey, Steve, it's great to speak with you today. As one of the leading voices in investment attraction and lead generation, what has stuck out the most for you over the past few months?
Hi, Faye. Thanks so much for the question. First and foremost, let me say that I love the content that Consultant Connect has been generating. I'd also like to take a second to wish all of our listeners continued good health. Every day is really a new adventure. We're seeing some sad stories of industries and companies in steep, unexpected decline, and we're also seeing areas of growth and opportunity. A couple of areas that have generated significant strategic discussion center around supply chain and reshoring. To help economic developers blend these into their strategic plans moving forward, we've been providing complementary data pulls and access to our Gazelle AI platform.
That's really awesome, Steve. I'm sure this data has helped many economic development organizations. Can you explain how exactly Gazelle AI helps?
Sure. Yeah, great question, Faye. Our platform includes supply chain data for over 900 industries with related company listings. We also have complete company hierarchies, meaning users can build lists of companies that have an HQ in a specific state or country with manufacturing activities in other specific countries. This is ideal for economic recovery planning, reshoring business attraction strategies, understanding local supply chains, and overall investment attraction.
Wow, thanks, Steve. Hey, everyone, if you would like to activate your complimentary access to Gazelle AI, connect with Steve by emailing him at Steve, S-T-E-V-E, at gazelle.ai. That's Steve at gazelle.ai. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Tune in again next week for more insight and relevant content to the issues impacting economic development today. America's Jobs Team podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment and Gazelle AI.